All right, good morning. 18 now. We're kind of settling in at 14 and a half before 6 o'clock. I guess we still call it Make Us Laugh Monday. The thing is we've removed our... Caleb and I used to do three jokes apiece after 7:45, and we've moved on. It was too much pressure. So anyhow, we'll still invite your jokes. If you've got a funny or two to share on the listener line, feel free. 715-396-1670, 396-1670. In fact, we've got a listener who did just that.
Well, good Sunday morning with all of you. And for your Monday morning giggle, what is a pig's favorite ballet?
I don't know.
Swine Lake.
Swine Lake. Yeah, that's good. All right. Good job. There we go. Thank you for that. I think I did get, now that I think of it, there's a listener in Rice Lake who sends me the jokes right to my inbox. Dean in Rice Lake has sent me a couple of jokes, so let me get the crowd ready to deal with these here this morning so we can have real fun with this as we truly do get the Make Us Laugh Monday off to a good start here on WWIB. And so here we go. All right, two jokes from Dean here. The first one. I know I looked at this one. Why do golfers... okay. Trying to read it here, and there's writing on top of what he sent me. So, let's try it again. Yes, why do golfers have an extra pair of socks in case they get a hole in one? Yeah, you get it. And the laugh was a little low there. All right, let's try number two here. So there's a moose talking to a guy, and then the guy says to the moose, did you hear about the guy who wore two jackets when he painted his house? The moose says, not yet. The guy says, the instructions on the paint can said, put on two coats. Wow, that's...
Okay. Oh, man!
There you go. All right, remembering a couple of people in the sports world that passed yesterday. Former NFL Commissioner Paul Tagliabue, dead at the age of 84. He died in Chevy Chase, Maryland, from apparent heart failure complicated by Parkinson's disease. He served as NFL Commissioner from 89 to 2006 before being succeeded by current Commissioner Roger Goodell. He survived by his wife, Chandler, son Drew, and daughter Emily. And also... I'm not seeing it on here, but yes, the passing of one of the winningest coaches in NBA history, Lenny Wilkins, was a guard. He took the Seattle Supersonics to the NBA Finals twice, winning it all the first time. One of the two trips there in the 70s. So I think I saw that Lenny was 88 years old. So, all right, Packers and Eagles tonight at Lambeau Field. Today in history, it is... 1775, the U.S. Marines were organized under the authority of the Constitutional Congress. In 1982, the Vietnam Veterans Memorial was opened to visitors in Washington, D.C. Our morning devotion from Larry Crabb's God's Love Letters to You. And I don't believe we did Romans. We did Acts, I think. So, yeah, I don't know. Romans is day 26 in this, unless we had done it on Friday. Yeah, you know, I think we might have, now that I look at this. All right, so day 27 is 1 Corinthians, the ongoing moment of decision. 1 Corinthians 15:51. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. And just a short thought there. What might the Lord unpack for us from 1 Corinthians 16 chapters? Larry imagines it might be this, that the change I bring about comes slowly. The more you attempt to hold on to your confidence in the goodness of the story I'm telling, while at the same time acknowledging all that is disappointing in this life, the more you'll be confronted with the ongoing moment of decision to trust or not to trust. Sounds like Shakespeare. That is the question. Only in dark nights will hope burn bright enough to sustain your faith and release your love. Let what you see drive you to the precipice of unbelief. Let what you feel bring you to the brink of despair. If I exist, if I am good, if my story is loving and my plan is on course, my spirit will speak into the deep place in your heart that only terrifying doubt renders accessible. And in that place, I will anchor you in hope. And taking a moment to pray, Father, help us to believe that whatever negative experiences or negative emotions come our way can be opportunities to hear you and find hope. May we discover a way through them and not around them. Help us to trust that you are big enough to sustain us in the darkness. In Jesus' name, amen. So good stuff this morning here on WWIB from Larry Krabs. God's love letters to you. It's a devotion born out of his longer book that took him 5 years to write. Some call it his magnum opus, and that is 66 love letters, an imaginary conversation with God through all 66 books of the Bible. And Matt Maher, who's coming to One Fest, is 51 today. So those are some birthdays for you today here on WWIB on this November 10th. Also, our promise of the day is Romans 8:15. I've given you the spirit of adoption so you can call me Father. Check the devotion that goes with that at 365promises.com. Speaking of Matt Maher, some music from him. Yes, he is coming to One Fest, and he will be the lead into For King and Country on Saturday night, 7 o'clock on Saturday night, August 1st. And lots of great tunes from Matt Maher, including this one on Whip.
I was a drifter, I had nowhere to go. I was hanging by threads of dust and bone. Every angel I knew was singing, son, come home. But the melody was hard to sing along. Oh God, you're my deliverer.
Is the number of the day. That's the number of people injured each year after tripping over laundry baskets. So be careful of those. The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB, where we are a family. And a little bit tardy with this happy birthday. Happy 34th birthday to Pastor Jake Bradway. Praising God for the encouragement and truth you bring to so many through God's word. This is from Bob in Rice Lake. He says, celebrating you all day and praying many blessings over you as you continue to serve. So happy birthday all day long to Pastor Bradway there. Also, weekend recap, football, and then some other things in football for me. Friday night, calling the MAC 64-29 win over the Titans of Lena Aquinas. And so they're on to the eight-player championship. They get the rematch they wanted with undefeated Gilman. So what a battle that's going to be. And we'll have it for you Saturday just after 12:30 on WDOGO Sports on the radio. From Wisconsin Rapids. Meanwhile, on Saturday, unexpectedly, Friday night after the game, I see a text from Michael. He says, my son, who was turning 21 on Saturday, and he's like, Dad, we got our friends have tickets to the Badger game. You want to go? I'm like, let's give it a go, and we did. And so it was a long and fun day, and the Badgers won. And so big upset win for them over number 24 Washington in the wet and cold, pulling that off, and the students stormed the field, including some from our contingent down there at Camp Randall. And then Sunday, some small group activity and church and a little bit of football and a Netflix documentary. Pretty much made it up, and Peggy's off to a conference. So that's my weekend.
All right. Well, there you go. I did some traveling on Friday night back and forth from Green Bay. A lot of the Swenson clan were out there. Rice Lake Warriors football, level 3 playoff game against a powerhouse Green Bay Notre Dame. They haven't lost a game in 2 years. And unfortunately, we weren't able to change that 28-20. Little brother did a phenomenal job. That whole senior class, just absolute warriors in every sense of the word. They battled but came up a little bit short. But what a career. And what a season. So very, very proud of my little brother and glad that we were able to be there in person. Got to spend some time with my other little brother, Josh, who rode back with us from Green Bay and then spent some time with us on Saturday. So he hung out for about half the day at our house. So that was a lot of fun having him around. And Sunday, spent some time with family. I got as far as I've gotten in phase 10 for a really long time. Got to phase 7, got stuck there. But that's honestly as far as I've made it in that game. So was kind of proud of that. And got some steps in, the usual on the weekend as well.
It is a great game. It does take a while.
It does. It does indeed.
Well, are you a fan of spicy foods? If you're not, you may want to reconsider after hearing this story.
Yes, headline here says this: people who eat chili peppers may live longer.
Yeah, along with adding intense flavor to a dish, red chili peppers, research suggests, may also add a few years to your life.
Now, according to this research, red chili peppers have anti-inflammatory, antioxidant, and blood sugar regulating properties. That's a lot packed in there.
It sure is. Some studies have even shown that the food may be beneficial in protecting against certain types of cancer.
All of these health benefits have been linked to, I believe I'm pronouncing it right, capsaicin, an active component in the pepper that gives it its distinctive spicy flavor.
You know, I've warmed up towards spicy food, probably post-Liberia, where they really like it spicy. And so, how about you?
I've been known to add copious amounts of pepper to a lot of soups. So, yes, I like a good amount of spice.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely.
There we go.
There you go. Be healthier by eating those red chili peppers.
I'm here live. I'm not a cat.
Yes. In fact, we've got quite the story for you this morning. You wouldn't believe it. Investigators believe a cat who liked to sleep on top of a toaster oven started a kitchen fire in Poland by depressing the toaster lever.
Just blame the cat. Normally the dog gets blamed for all the carnage and destruction around the house, but maybe it's the cat, just like the butler. Maybe we should be looking for the cat more often as the culprit. The cat's owner said the cat had been sleeping on top of the toaster oven to avoid a pet dog and probably stepped on the lever of said toaster oven, and that started the blaze.
Yeah, so the homeowner then smells the smoke. He was able to put out the fire using a garden hose.
Cat on toaster, cause of fire.
So be careful if your cat likes to sleep on the warm toaster oven.
The world is a strange, odd place.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Catwoman. Catwoman, will you never learn?
The Wib Wake Up Show.
Well, it is Monday, November 10th, Veterans Day Eve. So Veterans Day originated as Armistice Day and way back November 11th, 1918.
It did indeed. And I'll let, as I find some appropriate music here, I'll let you continue telling us about it.
Yeah, the purpose of Veterans Day is to commemorate the, originally the purpose of what was Armistice Day was to commemorate the end of World War One combat. But the holiday was first proclaimed by Woodrow Wilson, President Woodrow Wilson, in 1919. And in 1926, Congress passed a resolution recognizing the annual observance on November 11th.
Now, it became a federal holiday in 1938, dedicated to the cause of world peace and originally, again, to honor those World War I veterans.
After World War II and the Korean War, Congress amended the act in 1954 to broaden the holiday to honor all American veterans.
President Dwight D. Eisenhower signed this legislation, officially changed the name from Armistice Day to Veterans Day, and issuing the first Veterans Day proclamation October 8th of 1954.
Veterans Day was observed on the fourth Monday in October for a brief period in the 70s from 71 to 77 due to the Uniform Monday Holiday Act.
I kind of wonder what that is. Is that so everybody could have long weekends?
I guess, yeah, it was just like, you know, it's more convenient than having it in the middle of the week.
So. Now, it turns out that this change was actually unpopular, and in 1975, President Gerald Ford signed a law restoring the observance of Veterans Day to November 11th, which began in 1978.
Huh, interesting. So there you go, Veterans Day tomorrow.
Some background behind what we celebrate, what we remember, those who have given so much for this incredible country.